To the Driving Cloud by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Gloomy and dark art thou, O chief of the mighty Omahas, gloomy and dark as the driving cloud whose name thou hast taken. Wrapped in thy scarlet blanket, I see thee stalk through the city's narrow and populous streets, as once, by the margin of rivers, stalked those birds unknown that have left us only their footprints. What, in a few short years, will remain of thy race but the footprints? How canst thou walk these streets, who hast trod the green turf of the prairies? How canst thou breathe this air, who hast breathed the sweet air of the mountains? Ah, 'tis in vain that with lordly looks of disdain thou dost challenge looks of disdain in return, and question these walls and these pavements, claiming the soil for thy hunting grounds, while downtrodden millions starve in the garrets of Europe and cry from its caverns that they, too, have been created heirs of the earth and claim its division. Back, then, back to thy woods in the regions west of the Wabash. There, as a monarch, thou reignest. In autumn, the leaves of the maple pave the floors of thy palace halls with gold, and in summer, pine trees waft through its chambers the odorous breath of their branches. There thou art strong and great, a hero, a tamer of horses. There thou chasest the stately stag on the banks of the Elkhorn, or by the roar of the running water, or where the Omaha calls thee and leaps through the wild ravine like a brave of the Blackfeet. Hark! What murmurs arise from the heart of those mountainous deserts? Is it the cry of the foxes and crows, or the mighty behemoth, who, unarmed on his tusks, once caught the bolts of the thunder, and now lurks in his lair to destroy the race of the red man? Far more fatal to thee and thy race than the crows and the foxes. Far more fatal to thee and thy race than the tread of behemoth. Lo, the big thunder canoe that steadily breasts the Missouri's merciless current, and yonder afar on the prairies the campfires gleam through the night, and the cloud of dust in the gray of the daybreak marks not the buffalo's track, nor the Mandan's dexterous horse race. It is a caravan whitening the desert where dwell the Comanches. Ha! How the breath of these Saxons and Celts, like the blast of the east wind, drifts evermore to the west the scanty smokes of thy wigwams. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.